Hello, all you rock stars out there, and welcome to another episode of New Home Stars Real Estate Rockstars Podcast. Join us, learn with us, and grow with us as we have real conversations with real professionals in the real estate industry. I'm your host, Tori, here with my amazing co-host,
Stephanie,
and we're here to rock it out.
Today, we're doing a quick review of everything we learned this season on New Home Stars Real Estate Rockstars podcast. Season two was focused on challenges, successes, and lessons learned during the pandemic. And we had an amazing group of individuals share their experiences over the past few episodes.
The first episode that we had the opportunity to record is from Oren Jacobson. We talked about how the pandemic affected the housing market and what we can anticipate in 2021.
Positive trends that we had been seeing over the last several years in the new construction market in particular accelerated because of that combination, low supply, low rates, you know, and this new demand force. As I think about 2021, it's not about business. It's not about profit. It's not about what you should do. It's how are you individually going to create healthiness for yourself? Number two, how are we as a society, as a country, going to restore some level of healthiness?
That was an incredible episode. I still get tons of nuggets from that one there specifically. Next, we heard from Nicole Trezera, who talked about leadership during the ups and downs of 2020. What a weird year that was.
I understood the fear, the unknown, the concerns, and that I was not sending them into battle alone, but that I was going to lead them through this. And if they were doing it, so was I.
That was really weird. And I took a ton of nuggets away from this one. Don't forget that we also got to hear from Aaron Wagner and Keith McKinney. In this episode, we heard about the importance of agility and pivoting during 2020.
Looking back on 2020, we didn't really miss a beat. We created 4 weekly calls where we just got to connect with people across the country. And inside of those connection points, we learned what people needed and we learned what resources that we needed to build. It gave us like a real time, like study group where we could really adjust and move on things quickly. We're able to create 100+ videos, all sorts of things. And it was fun because as we saw some of our peers in the training and development spaces in our industry, they all came out with similar type trainings, but honestly, a few months later than us. And that's really just because we have such wonderful sales leaders and salespeople that we are able to learn from them and also learn where those gaps are and really execute quickly on the resources we created.
Finally, we heard from Katie Finch and Brandon Montalvo, who discussed the importance of clean paperwork and contract cleanliness.
When we're supposed to be that premium service provider for our builder partners, we want to make sure that we're turning in A+ contracts from the very get-go. So making sure that all of our divisions have a division expert in builder contracts and builder processes is very vital to not only the relationship that we have with our builder partners, but also our longevity for being in the positions that we're in with our careers.
Part of how I make sure that my paperwork and processes are done correctly is I review everything between 2 and 3 times. I also tend to use our DocuSign process, which allows me to not be able to miss a signature. And so it just prevents me from having any of those little mistakes.
That was a really good one. And I think it just reminds us that during this time, it's so important to make sure that we keep our contracts and our paperwork as clean as possible, because we just don't have the time to go back and fix it.
We really don't. With all the contracts that are coming in, it's really important that we become very efficient in the things that we do and very good at it.
I have to give some bittersweet news. Unfortunately, this is Stephanie's last episode with New Home Stars Real Estate Rockstars podcast. She is going to be focusing on developing her career as part of New Home Stars Leadership Development Program. So while we are sad to see her go, especially me, I'm heartbroken to lose my partner in crime. We are really excited for you in the future and to see what it has in store for you, Steph.
I'm really sad too, but again, it is very bittersweet. I'm excited to be growing. I'm excited to be in the leadership development program. So stay tuned for our next season for New Home Stars Real Estate Rockstars and our introduction for our very new co-host.
Thank you so much for joining us this season. Be sure to like and follow wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure to share it with your favorite coworkers, your favorite realtors, and everybody that you know. I'm your host, Tori, here with the last time this season, just for a while, hopefully, with my wonderful co-host,
Stephanie.
And you've been listening to New Home Stars Real Estate Rockstars podcast. Keep rocking it out.